Welcome to another custom tailored deep dive. You know, imagine buying a product that you spend roughly 3,000 hours a year using.
Yeah, that's a massive amount of time.
Right. Pressing your face directly against it every single night, only to find out it is secretly filling your lungs and your home with, like, microscopic shards of glass.
Ugh. It sounds like the plot of a terrible thriller.
It really does. But for a shocking number of consumers buying budget online mattresses over the last few years, that has actually been their nightly reality. The mattress industry is just, it's wild right now.
Oh, absolutely. It's a market that is completely saturated with proprietary jargon. And you have brands inventing scientific-sounding names for just basic polyurethane.
Yeah, space-age foam or whatever they call it.
Exactly. And there are all these contradictory claims about what the human spine actually needs, plus layers of hidden materials. It leaves most people completely paralyzed by a choice.
Totally. They ultimately just end up guessing based on which commercial looked the most comfortable.
Which is usually a terrible way to buy a bed.
Which is exactly why you are here with us for this deep dive. We know you want a quick, but really thorough understanding of the mechanics behind your consumer choices.
Yeah.
You know, without all the marketing fluff.
Because figuring out where you spend a third of your life really shouldn't feel like a chore.
Exactly. So today, our mission is to tear open a very specific, fiercely unapologetic product in the sleep world. The Plank Firm Mattress by Brooklyn Bedding.
It's a fascinating one.
They're pulling all the vital specs, the certifications, the user guidelines, and the fine print to figure out if an ultra-firm bed is like a biological necessity for the modern human or just a giant sponge masquerading as a medical device.
And the Plank Firm is the perfect test case for this because it actively rejects the trend of being a crowd pleaser. I mean, it is not promising that cloudy sink into the bed feeling at all.
No, it has a radically specific identity.
Right. But before we get into the physics of how a bed like this interacts with your spine, we have to establish the baseline chemical safety of the materials. Because, as you mentioned earlier, you are quite literally breathing inches away from this stuff.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because I have always equated buying a highly compressed bed-in-a-box foam mattress to, well, buying fast food at a drive-thru at 2 in the morning.
I love that analogy. It's so true.
It looks amazing on the menu. It's cheap. It's convenient. But the hidden chemical ingredients holding it together can be genuinely alarming once you start reading the labels.
Oh, absolutely.
And the immediate anxiety everyone has with these beds is the off-gassing. You cut the plastic, the mattress violently expands, and suddenly your bedroom smells like an industrial chemical plant.
Yeah, that classic new bed smell.
I have to push back on the idea that this is completely harmless, though. Is that smell from a compressed box actually safe to breathe?
Well, it is a completely valid fear. You should absolutely be skeptical of the chemical makeup of synthetic foams. But the data on the Plank Firm gives us a very clear, independently verified safety net.
Okay, what kind of safety net?
The foams used here carry the CertiPurUS certification.
Which sounds great on a little website badge, sure. But what does that actually mean for the respiratory health of the person sleeping on it?
Right. So it means the foam has been subjected to really rigorous third-party testing in an independent laboratory. They are testing for very specific harmful compounds.
Like what, specifically?
Well, the certification guarantees the mattress is manufactured without heavy metals, so no lead or mercury. It guarantees there's no formaldehyde, no ozone depleters, and no phthalates regulated by the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Okay, so if it is free of all those toxic compounds, what is actually causing that intense chemical smell when you first unroll it?
You're smelling volatile organic compounds, or VOCs. But volatile in chemistry just means it easily becomes a gas at room temperature. It doesn't automatically mean toxic.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so what happens in the factory is that these giant foam slabs are crushed by massive industrial presses. They do this to force all the air out of the cellular structure so they can be rolled up into a shipping box.
So any benign manufacturing odors just get highly concentrated and trapped in that vacuum seal.
Precisely. When you puncture that plastic at home, the foam rapidly pulls air back into its cells to expand, and it simultaneously releases those concentrated, trapped gases all at once.
Okay, that makes sense.
And the CertiPurUS certification ensures that the VOCs being released are strictly non-toxic and fall well below the threshold that would cause any harm.
So how long does it take for that smell to go away?
The simplest way to clear it out is just to set the mattress up in a room with an open window and keep a ceiling fan running. Those gases will entirely dissipate within a few hours to a couple of days.
that definitely reframes the off-gassing from like a toxic event to just a mechanical byproduct of the shiving method. But looking at the safety specs, I noticed a glaring omission, something the Planck firm specifically left out, which brings us back to that glass shard nightmare I mentioned at the start.
Oh, the fiberglass, yeah.
Yeah, because by federal law, every mattress sold must pass a strict open flame flammability test, right?
Right. The goal is to give you enough time to escape your bedroom if, say, a candle falls onto the bed.
But to meet this standard without spending much money, a lot of budget-friendly mattress brands weave microscopic fiberglass threads into a protective sock that surrounds the inner foams. So if the bed catches fire, the fiberglass melts into a barrier and smothers the flame.
As a pure fire retardant mechanism, it actually sounds clever.
I think so.
The danger happens because these companies put very normal-looking zippers on the outer fabric covers of their mattresses.
That is the trap right there.
It really is. Consumers see a zipper and naturally assume the cover is meant to be removed and thrown in the washing machine.
Because why else would there be a zipper?
Exactly. But the moment you unzip and pull that cover off, you disrupt that inner fiberglass sock. Millions of microscopic glass shards are launched into the air.
Oh, it's a nightmare. They embed themselves into your clothes, your carpets, and the most disastrous part is when they get sucked into your home's HVAC system.
Yeah, at which point the ductwork is just blasting pulverized glass into every single room of your house. It causes severe respiratory issues, contact dermatitis. I mean, people have literally had to throw away everything they own and hire hazardous materials teams to clean their homes.
It is catastrophic. So the fact that the Planck firm specifically engineers its beds completely free of fiberglass is a massive, massive structural win.
Absolutely. They use alternative non-toxic fire retardants that don't pose a threat to your respiratory system. It makes the bed a truly hypoallergenic choice. You never have to worry about airborne glass ruining your lungs or your property.
Right. And because they've stripped out the cheap workarounds like fiberglass and low-density filler materials, the entire integrity of this bed has to rely on the sheer density of the foam itself.
Which drastically changes how it physically interacts with the human body.
Which brings up a fascinating point of physical engineering. Because most luxury mattresses today, they boast about being 14 or 15 inches thick, stacking coils, and huge plush pillow tops. The Planck firm is a relatively thin 10 inches.
Yeah, it's quite streamlined.
So how does a thinner slab of foam manage to support hundreds of pounds without the sleeper just bottoming out against the bed frame?
What's fascinating here is that it comes down to the physics of material density versus material volume.
Okay, break that down for us.
Well, a 14-inch luxury plush mattress is mostly air. It relies on highly compressible, low-density foam that's designed to collapse under your weight to create that hugging sensation.
Right, the cloud feeling.
Exactly. The Planck firm operates on the exact opposite principle. It uses high-density support foam, meaning the actual cellular structure of the polyurethane is incredibly tight and robust. Instead of collapsing under kinetic energy, the tight cells push back against it.
So they were replacing sheer bulk with concentrated structural resistance. And they do something really clever with that resistance.
Yeah.
The bed is entirely flippable.
It is. It has a dual-sided engineering approach. The manufacturer recognizes that firm is a somewhat subjective term, so they built two distinct options into a single product.
Which is great, but let's translate the numbers they use in the documentation into something you, the listener, can actually feel. Because the industry standard for most medium firm beds, like what you'd find in a nice hotel, is about a 6 or 6.5 out of 10 on the firmness scale.
That's the sweet spot for most people.
Right. But the Planck firm designates one side as a standard firm, rating it an 8 out of 10. To me, an 8 out of 10 feels roughly like throwing a heavy sleeping bag over a thickly carpeted living room floor.
Honestly, that is an incredibly accurate physical comparison.
It has a tiny bit of padding, but you are very aware of the floor underneath.
Right. The 8 out of 10 side utilizes a slightly more forgiving top layer of foam that allows for just a fraction of an inch of contouring before you hit that rigid support core.
Okay, but then you flip it over to the extra firm side.
Right, which they rate as an uncompromising 10 out of 10.
And if the 8 is the carpeted floor, the 10 out of 10 is essentially throwing a quarter inch yoga mat directly onto hardwood. I mean, there is virtually zero sinkage. You're resting entirely on top of the tension of the quilt.
And they achieve that flat tension by minimizing the quilting materials and placing you directly over the densest layer of the foam structure.
This brings up a critical biomechanical question, though. Who actually benefits from throwing a yoga mat over a hardwood floor for 8 hours every single night? Because to a lot of people used to plush beds, that sounds like a medieval punishment.
It definitely sounds punishing until you look at the mechanics of the human spine as a lever system. It depends heavily on two distinct factors, your body mass and your sleep position.
Okay, let's look at strict back and stomach sleepers first.
Sure. So the human pelvis is the heaviest localized mass in the body. If you're sleeping on your stomach on a soft, plush mattress, your heavy pelvis sinks deeply into the foam.
And because your pelvis acts like an anchor, when it drops down, it forcefully pulls your lumbar spine out of its natural neutral curvature.
Right, your lower back ends up hyperextending into a deep U shape.
Ouch.
Precisely. And while you are unconscious, your lower back muscles realize your spine is dangerously out of alignment, so they tense up to protect it. You spend 8 hours with your back muscles clenched in a continuous spasm, and you wake up in agony.
Wow, okay. So the 10 out of 10 surface on the plank firm prevents the pelvis from dipping even a fraction of an inch. It keeps the spine perfectly horizontal.
Exactly. And the same logic applies to heavier individuals who naturally exert more downward force and tend to blow right through the comfort layers of softer beds.
So the extreme firmness is literally a structural brace for the spine. But the documentation includes a very stark warning for side sleepers.
A mandatory warning, really. If we keep looking at the body's geometry, when you roll onto your side, your shoulders and your hips protrude drastically compared to your waist.
Right.
So a proper mattress for a side sleeper must act as a relief valve. It has to be soft enough to allow those specific localized pressure points to sink deeply into the material so the spine resting above them can remain perfectly straight and parallel to the floor.
So if you are a side sleeper laying on a 10 out of 10 surface, your shoulder and hip are just slamming into an unyielding wall of high-density foam.
Yeah, they bear the entire weight of your body, forcing your spine to bow upwards like a bridge. You'll develop severe circulatory issues in your arms, and your hip joints will be screaming by morning.
That sounds miserable.
Unless you are a profoundly heavy side sleeper whose sheer mass can force some compression out of that top layer, side sleepers need to completely avoid this specific bed. Firmness is not an aesthetic preference. It is a rigid mechanical requirement dictated by gravity.
I love how clear that makes the purchasing decision.
Yeah.
But here's where it gets really interesting. Because a giant structural slab of foam introduces a massive environmental problem.
The heat.
Yes. Foam is notoriously a thermal insulator. We literally spray polyurethane foam into the walls of our houses to trap heat. If this mattress is a dense, non-porous block of foam, aren't you essentially sleeping on a giant radiator fueled by your own body heat?
Heat retention is undeniably the Achilles heel of the foam mattress industry. However, there is a counterintuitive physical dynamic that happens with extreme firmness.
Oh.
Yeah, because you do not sink into the plank firm, the foam does not wrap around your body.
Ah, so you don't have the material physically hugging your side.
Exactly. When you sleep on a plush memory foam bed, you sink in and the foam rises up around your ribs and legs. You are essentially increasing the surface area of your skin that is in direct contact with an insulating material. Your body heat gets trapped in a literal pocket.
That makes perfect sense. With the plank firm, because you are suspended flat on top of the tension, the vast majority of your body is exposed to the ambient air in your bedroom, which drastically aids your natural thermal regulation.
Right. You aren't being swallowed by the bed.
But the surface underneath you is still polyurethane, which doesn't breathe naturally like, you know, the open coils of an inner spring mattress.
It doesn't, no. And the manufacturer is completely transparent about that limitation. Their solution is an optional but highly recommended upgrade called the Glaciotex cooling cover.
See, I always see terms like Glaciotex or cryofabric, and I am incredibly skeptical. I mean, how does a piece of fabric actively cool you down without being plugged into a wall outlet?
It relies on advanced material science, specifically the integration of phase change materials.
Okay, what does that mean?
Think of phase change materials as millions of microscopic wax-like capsules permanently embedded in the fibers of the cover. When your skin temperature rises, these microscopic capsules absorb that excess thermal energy. Yeah. And as they absorb the heat, the material inside the capsules physically changes its state, usually transitioning from a solid to a liquid.
So the process of changing physical states requires energy, and it pulls that energy directly from your body heat, physically drawing the heat away from your skin.
That is the exact mechanism. It acts as a thermal battery, pulling sheet away when you're too hot and dissipating it across the surface. It physically feels cool to the touch when you look down.
So if you run hot naturally or deal with night sweats, that fabric upgrade fundamentally changes the environmental performance of the bed.
Absolutely.
So you get the structural rigidity without the thermal penalty. What about the kinetic dynamics? Say you sleep with a partner who tosses and turns like they're trying to escape a straitjacket.
This is another area where extreme density shines, specifically regarding motion isolation. On a traditional innerspring mattress, the metal coils act like a network of trampolines.
Right, when your partner drops their hip, that kinetic energy travels rapidly across the metal wire directly to your side of the bed.
But foam doesn't transfer energy that way. I always think of it like dropping a heavy bowling ball. If you drop a bowling ball onto a hardwood floor, the energy transfers outward violently, vibrating everything around it.
But if you drop that same bowling ball into a sandbox, the sand instantly absorbs and deadens the kinetic energy.
That is a brilliant analogy. The ultra-tight cellular structure of this specific high-density foam acts exactly like that sandbox. It absorbs and neutralizes the kinetic energy of a moving partner almost instantaneously.
And does that high density also solve the edge support issue? Because one of my biggest gripes with all foam beds is that they lack the thick steel border wire that traditional spring beds have.
Yeah, the perimeter can get mushy.
Right. The moment you roll too close to the edge, the foam collapses and it feels like an ejection seat trying to dump you onto the floor.
The roll-off effect is a massive problem with soft foam. But because the plank firm uses such a rigid structural core, the perimeter remains incredibly stable.
So you can actually use the edge of the bed?
You can sit on the edge to tie your shoes in the morning, or sleep right up against the perimeter to maximize the surface area without feeling the mattress give way underneath you.
Okay, so the physics make complete sense. But committing to a giant, extra firm yoga mat sight unseen online is a terrifying logistical leap of faith.
Oh, for sure.
So what does this all mean for the actual buyer? We're talking about spending a significant amount of money on a surface you have never actually laid down on. What happens if you run through the shipping logistics, get this set up, and your spine absolutely hates it?
Well, the entire bed-in-a-box industry would collapse without robust safety nets, so let's walk through the exact logistics. When you order the plank firm, they manufacture it and ship it directly to your door in a heavily compressed box, typically within 5 to 7 business days.
And standard shipping is free for the contiguous U.S., but I notice in the fine print, there are hefty fees if you live outside of that. It starts at $125 for Alaska and Hawaii, and for Canadian listeners, they use DHL shipping, which starts at $250.
Yeah, that's a significant chunk of change.
So you absolutely have to factor that into your initial budget.
Good catch. But once it arrives and you let the vacuum seal expand, Brooklyn Bedding gives you a 120-night sleep trial. You have a full third of a year to test it in your own home.
That's generous.
It is. But if we connect this to the bigger picture, there is a crucial catch in the fine print, the mandatory 30-night adjustment period. You are not allowed to initiate a return before day 30.
Wait, if I wake up on day 3 and my lower back is screaming because the bed is too firm, why would they force me to suffer for another 27 days? That sounds incredibly punitive.
It sounds punitive until you understand the concept of biological muscle memory. Think about a person who has been slouching over a keyboard for 10 years. If you suddenly force them to stand perfectly straight against a wall, it is going to hurt.
Because their muscles have physically adapted to the improper posture.
Exactly. Same thing happens with your bed. If you have been sleeping on a sagging, unsupportive mattress for years, your ligaments and muscles have shortened and tightened to compensate for the lack of support.
Oh, I see where this is going.
When you introduce a perfectly flat, structurally rigid surface like the plank firm, your body rebels because it is being forcefully pushed back into proper anatomical alignment.
So the initial pain you feel on a highly supportive mattress isn't usually the mattress hurting you. It's the physical ache of your muscles being forced to relax, stretch out, and let go of the compensating tension they've carried for years.
It's physical therapy, essentially. It takes about 3 to 4 weeks for the human body to break that bad muscle memory and adapt to a neutral spine.
That makes the 30-day mandate make total sense. You have to endure the realignment to actually see the benefit.
Right.
But let's say day 40 rolls around, your muscles have adapted, and you just fundamentally dislike how hard the surface is.
If you are still unhappy after the adjustment period, The return process is very straightforward. You email their support team, and there's a $99 return fee deducted from your refund.
Which, in the grand scheme of renting a mattress for a month to fix your back, is a pretty minor financial risk. But how on earth do you get a fully expanded, high-density, king-size foam mattress back into a cardboard box?
You don't.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, Brooklyn Bedding handles the logistics for you. They coordinate with a local service to pick the mattress up directly from your home, where it is either donated to a local charity or properly recycled. You don't have to wrestle it into a truck.
That's a relief. And if you decide to keep it?
Then the bed is backed by a lifetime warranty covering manufacturing defects.
Though the documentation clearly states that the warranty is entirely contingent on you using a proper foundation.
Yes, very important.
If you throw this highly engineered foam onto a broken box spring, or a slatted frame where the wooden slats are 6 inches apart, the foam will eventually warp through the gaps and you void your own warranty. It needs a solid, flat surface to brace against.
Exactly. Provide it with a flat base, protect it from moisture, and the density of that foam means it will outlast most plush beds by years.
Okay, let's bring all of this together. Based on the mechanical specs and the safety data, the plank firm knows exactly what it is. It's a completely fiberglass-free, CertiPure US certified slab of high-density support.
Unapologetically so.
Right. It's brilliantly designed with a flippable core, offering both a standard firm and an ultra-firm surface. It provides incredible motion isolation for couples, strong edge support, and it is a biomechanical godsend for heavy individuals, stomach sleepers, and back sleepers, whose heavy hips are dragging their spines out of alignment.
And equally important, it is absolutely not for side sleepers who need pressure relief on their shoulders or anyone searching for a cloud-like aesthetic experience.
Which is such an important reality check for you, the listener. It is so easy to get seduced by all the cinematic marketing of a plush sinking bed. But buying a mattress based on a feeling, rather than your body's mechanical relationship with gravity, is a recipe for chronic pain.
You have to buy a structural solution, not a cloud.
I love that framing. Buy a structural solution. And that actually brings me to a final concept I want you to mull over today. Think about the physical realities of modern life. We spend 8 to 10 hours a day slouching over keyboards, our necks cranked downwards staring at phones, and then we go home and sink into deep, ultra-plush living room couches.
Yeah, our spines are locked in a near-constant state of forward flexion. We are curved inward all day long.
It's an epidemic of poor posture. So if our waking hours are completely dominated by spinal collapse and sinking furniture, maybe our bodies don't actually need a plush sinking mattress at night to coddle us.
Right, maybe we need the opposite.
Exactly. Could returning to a rigid, unyielding surface like the plank firm be less about having a quirky personal preference for firm beds and more about a necessary biological reset?
Just forcing the body back to neutral.
What if an ultra-firm bed is simply the 8-hour counterstretch our bodies desperately need to undo the damage of the modern desk job? It is definitely something to think about tonight as you sink into whatever mattress you are currently sleeping on.